Good afternoon and welcome to the Legislative and Public Outreach Committee meeting for Thursday, March 19th, 2026. I am Chair Valentin Macedo and this meeting is now called to order. Director Quaylen is participating remotely from the publicly accessible location included on the agenda, and he has posted the agenda at that location. Votes today will be taken by roll call vote. Media, will you please call the roll?
Chair Macedo.
Present.
Vice Chair Acosta.
Here.
Ray. Vice Chair Ray. Buckowitz.
Here.
Director Hilliker.
Here.
Katz.
Here.
Lines.
Here.
Madaffer.
Here.
Molina. Morrison.
Here.
Norman.
Here.
Quaylen.
Here.
Whitburn.
Here.
Williams.
Yeah.
Chair, we have a quorum.
Thank you. As we discuss the items on the agenda, I will be calling on directors who push their speaker button. Please limit your comments to matters not already addressed and state your points when you have the chance to speak so we can move through our agenda. Are there any additions to the agenda? Okay, thank you. At this time, I'd like to ask if there are any public speakers.
This is for public comment on the items on the Legislation and Public Outreach Committee agenda or under the jurisdiction of the Legislation and Public Outreach Committee. If there are public speakers in the Zoom waiting room, please raise your hand through the Zoom app or press star 9 if listening by phone. I see no speakers.
Okay, thank you. I'll move into the chair's report. I'd like to start with a note of appreciation to our public affairs team for the significant media outreach related to the MOU. Thank you. And over the past few weeks, we've seen a wave of stories locally and beyond related to the work of this board and the innovative steps we are taking to balance affordability and reliability. And those are the result of the behind the scenes efforts by our staff to support the media interest, In addition, the team coordinated today's press conference. I'm also pleased to announce that Public Affairs launched a TikTok, which is a direct response to some of the board members' comments in our last meeting. And we're also on the verge of releasing a new newsletter from our general manager. We look forward to hearing more about those innovative initiatives in the coming months. And with that, that concludes my chair's report. Are there any comments from directors?
Will you send out the copies of our general manager doing TikTok?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, we'll move through our agenda. Oh, Director Flessy, sorry.
Thank you. I'm not on this committee, so I appreciate the ability to comment. And I am one of the board members that requested the TikTok, so I'm super excited that you guys are on TikTok, and I'm super excited to see our general manager and other folks doing the TikTok. Especially today at our presentation, that'd be a wonderful thing to put together and put on TikTok. Thank you, I appreciate it.
We could do a dance together, Director Flessy, if you want to do that.
Game, as long as I have partners and I'm not by myself.
Thank you, Director. With that, we'll move. Oh, Director Whitburn.
Thank you, Chair. I just want to second the appreciation for the communications team. We've been talking here for a long time and telling people that, you know, water sales were coming. And I just think it's tremendously helpful that everybody is seeing that that is coming to fruition. Really helps give credibility to what we've been telling people. So I just also want to say how thankful I am for that. Thank you.
Thank you. At this time, we'll move right through our agenda. We'll go ahead and move into our consent calendar. We have one item on the consent calendar this month to adopt positions on various legislation. Adopt position of oppose on HR 7078, the equal access to the Colorado River. This is a carryover from last month. Adopt a position of support on S3923, the Weather Research and Forecasting Innovation Reauthorization Act. Adopt a position of support on AB 2180, which is Prop 218 Omnibus Implementation Act, Proportional Cost of Service. And then we have adoption of position of oppose unless amended on AB 2013, Fire Risk Areas, Water Suppliers, Emergency Preparedness Plan, and then adopt a position of support on 1153, disastrous preparedness, urban retail water suppliers, and public water systems, wildlife. With that, do I have a motion to pass the consent calendar?
Move approval.
Second. Katz.
A motion by Director Katz and a second by Secretary Acosta. With that, media, please call the roll.
Chair Macedo?
Aye.
Vice Chair Acosta?
Yes.
Ray is absent. Buckowitz?
Yes.
Hilliker?
Yes.
Katz?
Yes.
Lines?
Yes.
Madaffer?
Yes.
Molina? Morrison?
Yes.
Norman?
Yes.
Quaylen?
Yes.
Whitburn?
Yes.
And Williams is absent. Chair, the motion passes.
Thank you. Let's move right into our action, discussion, and presentation items. First up, we have our government relations manager, Megan Quarles. We'll provide a government relations update, followed by a presentation from our federal lobbyist, Only Tay. Thank you.
Good afternoon. I'm excited to announce some things that are happening right now in federal and state government. It's not as exciting as TikTok, but you know, I'll do my best. last month, Daniel and I attended the DC conference for AQUA, and it was really great timing to be there while the board was in the process of approving that MOU, because we were able to go to offices and brag about all the great things that we're doing here. But we really do have that support from our representatives. We also did a big outreach effort to all of our state elected officials to let them know what we're doing, and we'll be doing that again after today's actions. So it's important for us to continue to really show them. We've been talking with those elected officials for a long time also on all of our different plans and what we're looking for, and to continue to have their support if we need it in the future, and on everything. So just wanted to let you all know that. We also were, while we were there, we were able to talk about some other emerging issues like golden mussels. It's something that's affecting all of us. And so there's definitely some legislative pushes on that we're looking at through some authorizations that maybe they'll add golden mussels as one of the mussels that can get funding for looking to prevent that. Following those meetings that we had while we were in DC, we also had two meetings this week with the Senate Energy and Natural Resources Committee staffers to talk about the MOU. And then one of the staffers actually kept talking to us about the post-2026 guidelines. And luckily, Mina was in on that meeting, and so she was able to provide some insight, but they were looking for just advice as Congress is discussing if they're going to try and, you know, have hearings or weigh in at all. But those meetings were very good, just to make sure that the committee staff's aware also of what's going on. Moving on to some Sacramento updates. There's obviously, you had a lot of bills in the packet this month. I think you're going to have quite a bit more next month too. But I want to highlight a few. There is a low income water rate assistance bill that is still a spot bill at this point in time. It's SB 1125. It looks like it's going to mirror the bill that we talked about a lot last year, SB 350, but it will incorporate all of the updates that CMUA was requesting. So all of the amendments that CMUA requested, but it also bifurcates the funding part of it. So there is no funding aspect in this bill. So it would just be the policy, kind of putting the policy together, and then there would have to be a separate effort for the funding. So once that bill's amended, then I will bring it and discuss. I've been talking to the member agencies, but at this point, it still is just in spot bill form. There's also a few different bills that the state water contractors are supporting and sponsoring that I'm going to bring next month, SB 872. It's a bill that would provide $300 million annually from the Greenhouse Gas Reduction Fund to support subsidence repairs on the state water project and restoration and enhancement of the Delta levees. The interesting thing on this bill is it is co-sponsored with Restore the Delta. So it has nothing to do with the conveyance. It's people that are on the opposite sides are together supporting to try and get repairs that need to be done. So I will be bringing that back next month. I will say we've had a lot of talks with our lobbyists. It's going to be a tough push to get this through because everybody goes after those greenhouse gas reduction funds and they're asking for a lot of it. So it may get, you know, I think the hope is that it can pass, but the funding amount may end up getting reduced. Another bill that the state water contractors are sponsoring is AB 2215, which would provide a time extension for the state water projects water rights. And so we're going to be evaluating that and bringing that back next month as well. Also wanted to let you know that we've been discussing with our member agency just recently, as of this week, some PFAS issues and some legislative efforts that might need to take place on PFAS. So we're just in the beginning stages working with our member agencies, but I think there's some legislation out there already that maybe we're looking to get some amendments in. So that will be coming back next month. And with that, I'm going to turn it over to Devin from our federal affairs team and Kevin and let them give an update on what's happening in DC.
Thank you, Megan. And thank you, committee, for the opportunity to present today. Megan, I think you did a great job kind of summarizing the trip and the.
You want to try that again, Devin?
Yeah.
Sorry about that. Can you guys hear me okay? Yeah, we can hear you now.
Okay. Sorry about that, everybody. Megan did a great job summarizing a lot of the discussions that we were having in DC on appropriations, on water transfers, and the future of the Colorado River. I know many of the directors gave a shout out to the communications team. Our team would like to echo that for providing really succinct, clear communications that help the congressional delegation and others in Washington understand the importance and value of the work that you guys are doing. In a way, our job is really kind of the political PR side of things, making sure that the work that you're doing is being promoted and understood by Congress, and having such wonderful communications is really, really helpful. Excuse me. I'll start by saying that over the last several weeks, as we've passed the Colorado River negotiation deadline, we've started to see Congress and others inch towards weighing in more and more. Appreciate the board taking the opposed position to legislation introduced by Congressman Schweikert that would have mandated a certain direction in the negotiations. We are starting to see the Arizona delegation starting to weigh in a more formal way, and are preparing the San Diego delegation to make sure that they are fully embracing the Water Authority's perspective on all of this. You know, the hope is that it does not come down to a congressional fight, that it does not come down to a legal fight. But in the event that we are in the trenches, we want to make sure that our delegation is fully briefed up and prepared. And so we've spent the last month working very closely with them to ensure that they're ready to fight if needed. And I am really optimistic that the that our delegation is supportive of the work that you're doing and understands that in the Colorado River Basin, the San Diego County Water Authority is the problem solver, is the entity that is essential to any long-term deal. So real kudos to the board and your predecessors for making those investments early. That is being recognized, and we want to make sure that those perspectives are amplified in the weeks to come. Kevin, are you still on?
I am, Devin. You know, I just briefly add to Devin's comments there that the MOU, we obviously recognize that there are some potentially significant tangible benefits to the authority and to its ratepayers, but it's also served to position the authority as one of the very few entities in an increasingly acrimonious situation that is offering productive ways to address the situation. And that's been immensely helpful to us. And so we're grateful. We've actually been excited to go into meetings and talk about the MOU and what it can mean for other water users in the basin. And I think it's been very well received by all parties.
Great, thank you. Are there any questions or comments from the board members? We'll start with Director Katz.
Yeah, hi Devin, Mel Katz. It was just in the news that the Central Valley got $540 million from the Department of Interior to ramp up infrastructure in the Central Valley. How do they go about getting that? And how do we get on that list?
Yeah. Thanks, Director Katz. I'm going to ask Kevin to take the lead on that one, but I'm happy to chime in as well.
Yeah, Director Katz, it's a good question. I can tell you that funding was made available through the Republican Reconciliation Bill that was passed last July. We were engaged with the delegation, with the Natural Resources Committee as they put together that provision. They worked with us to try to find a means to make it work for the authority or other entities. And because of the nature of the reconciliation bill, we weren't able to do that. And the reason for that is that those conveyance facilities in the Central Valley, particularly in the San Joaquin Valley, are all reclamation facilities that were constructed with reclamation feasibility studies and reclamation involvement, unlike the authority's infrastructure. The authority does have partners who have supply infrastructure that could potentially be eligible for those funds, but the authority itself does not. We certainly recognize that there's a need at the authority to find federal funding for infrastructure, and we're creatively working to do so. Unfortunately, you know, just because of that situation, we weren't able to be eligible for these funds. It is, on the other hand, you know, a bit of a motivation for us to try to identify ways that the authority moving forward can ensure that projects are eligible for federal funds, whether that's working more closely with reclamation or the Army Corps in developing projects or developing maintenance and upgrade projects. We're looking at how to do that, and we've been doing that over the past several months at a bit of an increased pace, I think. Hope that answers your question.
Yeah,
great. Thank you.
Director, just to summarize, you know, I think this is a federal investment in a federal project is the way to look at it. We did advocate for federal investment in locally owned, locally operated projects. And again, because of the rules around reconciliation, that was not permissible. So, you know, as we encourage the Water Authority to work with reclamation and the Corps and others, also though recognizing that you don't want to give your infrastructure over to federal agencies for operation, right? You've got like local control is important here. So we're trying to walk that fine line.
Thank you. Director Freehoff.
Thank you. I'm not on your committee. Megan, I appreciate your presentation. And on the low-income rate assistance program, which I fully support, you said they were going to separate the two efforts. So has there been any activity on the funding aspect, which is probably the most important part?
I have not seen any activity on the funding part.
Okay, that's too bad. Thank you.
Thank you for your questions. At this time, I don't see any further questions. Thank you, Kevin. Thank you, Devin. Thank you, Megan. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Okay, we'll move through our agenda. We have no information items, no closed session items, and there's no further business for the Legislative and Public Outreach Committee. So this meeting is now adjourned, and water planning in 5 minutes. Thank you.